KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning. It's 7:07, 60 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. I'm Mark Saylor, KJAN News. News brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Voting for the 2014 general election starts today. Matt Schultz is with the State Commissioner of Elections and says that over 130,000 Iowans requested an absentee ballot before the early voting period even started.
It says that Iowans are engaged and that we always take our elections seriously, and people are excited and they want to get out and vote.
As the number of absentee ballot requests is more than double than what it was in the midterm election in 2010.
You're seeing a spike in both parties, to be honest with you. And I think it's just a trend that you're seeing more and more Iowans want to get out and vote early. More than 43% of Iowans voted by absentee in the 2012 presidential election. And we had over 30% in 2010.
Schultz predicts that early voting will again increase in 2014. Iowa Democrats have scheduled 13 different kickoff events around the state today to mark the start of early voting. Five Republican candidates running for statewide office this year will also be together today, making stops at GOP events in five cities. There are a few days to vote early in Iowa. You can go to your county auditor's office and vote in person there. Also, you can request an absentee ballot through the mail, and once you've marked up that ballot, you can either mail it back or deliver it in person to the county auditor's office. Finally, many county auditors are also setting up temporary satellite sites where voters can cast their ballots. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
The Adams County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a Creston teen. 18-year-old Marcus Boyce was arrested at the Adams County Sheriff's Office in Corning on a warrant for failure to appear from Nottoway County, Missouri. Bond set at $159. Red Oak Police Department arrested 26-year-old Christopher Edward Wayne Davies of Red Oak in the 300 block of East Valley Street in Red Oak earlier this morning for domestic abuse assault. Serious. Davies is being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on no bond. Council Bluffs Police Department is investigating an armed robbery at a convenience store Wednesday morning. A lone suspect entered the Casey's located at 510 23rd Avenue, armed with a black semi-automatic handgun, and demanded money. After his demand was not met, he fled the store on foot going east. Suspect is described as being a white male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 150 to 160 pounds, wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, black pants, black shoes, and a gray ski mask. No injuries were reported to the nine people in the store at the time of the robbery. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department, 712-328-STOP. The Xyra Elkhorn Kibbleton School Board will be meeting Friday morning at 7:30 at the superintendent's office in Elkhorn. Short agenda includes discussion and action on approving a resolution to set a public hearing for the sale of the Xyra Elementary School land. Four Jimmy John's stores in Iowa were impacted by a recent security breach. According to a news release from the Illinois-based restaurant chain, customers' credit card data was stolen from 216 Jimmy John's stores in 37 states between June and early September. That includes four sandwich shops located in Iowa, including 2801 Grand Avenue North in Ames, 2016 College Street in Cedar Falls, 202 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, and 4926 Southeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Investigators believe someone stole login credentials and remotely installed malware on machines used to swipe credit cards. The news release also states that Jimmy John's has taken steps to restore its security. Federal grand jury in Iowa has returned an indictment against a 48-year-old man who was caught in Asia this summer after being on the FBI's most wanted list for 14 years. Neil Stammer owned a magic shop in New Mexico when he was arrested in 1999, charged with kidnapping, child sex abuse. He failed to show up for a court appearance and was declared a federal fugitive. U.S. State Department recently used facial recognition software to cross-check passport photos with the FBI's most wanted list and got a hit on Stammer. Stammer was living in Nepal and going by the name of Kevin John Hodges. News media in Nepal say the name of a baby who died in 1972. Stammer is in a New Mexico prison awaiting trial on sex abuse and kidnapping charges, but now Stammer is facing passport fraud and identity theft charges in federal court in Iowa. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Iowa is not commenting on the case, but according to media accounts at Kathmandu, it appears that Stammer lived in Des Moines after he left New Mexico. His fake passport listed Minneapolis as his hometown. KJN News Time is 7:12.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
And funeral notices for today on this Thursday. Albert Wetzel, 92, of Bayard, died early last Friday at his home. Services for Albert Wetzel will be held 10:30 today at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has the arrangements. Mary L. Whalert, 77, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Mary Whalert will be 10:30 today at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Christopher D. Finken, 41, of Omaha, formerly of Harlan, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Christopher Finken will be held today at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Donald D. Holloway, 56, of Harlan, died at his residence Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Donald Holloway will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan, who also has the arrangements. Glenn O. Christensen, 92, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glenn O. Christensen will be Friday at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Alta Bernice Hansen, 94, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Alta Hansen will be held 10:30 Friday at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mary Leona Leslie, 97, of Avoca, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Mary Leslie will be held 1:30 Friday at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. William Bill H. Bennett, 95, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for William Bill Bennett will be held Friday at 2 p.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Louise Chehock, 79, of Audubon, died September 9th at Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Louise Chehock will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jean M. Steffen, 83, of Greenfield, died August 12th in Stewart. Celebration of Life services will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Andrews Memorial Room at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. Those attending are asked to wear red, which was Jean's favorite color. Dune Funeral Home has the arrangements. Arlene A. Christensen of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Harlan, passed away Wednesday at Overland Park, Kansas. Services for Arlene Christensen will be 2 o'clock Sunday at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan, who also has the arrangements. Lois May Drake, 90, of Stewart, died September 9th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life service for Lois May Drake will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. The Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Bruce Smith, 73, of Lewis, passed away Tuesday in Omaha. Services will be 2 o'clock Monday at the United Congregational Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's the news brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all your welding and fabrication needs.